You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir. You guys know what time it is. All things covered. Matter of fact, if you ain't got no gear, go get you some gear. Check us out on the Paramount Shops. Man, we got hats. We got everything. Beanies. We got sweatshirts. We got hoodies. We got everything. So make sure you go get you some gear. But Pat P, this is a special episode. We had to really get down to it and drop one. An emergency pod is like what this is, because on this episode, we're going to get our very own Pat P. Get his first natural, authentic reaction to the schedule for the Pittsburgh Steelers this upcoming year, 2023. Yes, the schedule is out. We know exactly when we playing the teams. We're going to be playing them, the time slots. If it's a, is it a primetime stage? Is it a regional stage? But anytime it's the Pittsburgh Steelers are involved, it's a five-star matchup. That's why. That's what it is. So, Pat P, we're going to get Pat P's initial reaction. We love to hear your thoughts as well in regards to the teams we're playing, who you hyped to see come to Pittsburgh, who you hyped to see Pittsburgh go travel to. And most importantly, we know Steeler Nation will be following every road opportunity for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But before we get into the show, make sure you like and subscribe. Drop your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Drop us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And most importantly, if you like this show, and I know you will like the show, tell a friend to tell a friend. Peace. Pat P.
What's up, baby?
Yes, sir. You know, like I know, the schedule is out. We already knew who you guys would be playing. We knew.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We just didn't know when. You know what I mean? And the time slots. But get this. We know exactly who and when you're playing playoff caliber teams, teams with championship aspirations. It's all out right now. So yeah. when you saw the schedule for the first time, what was the first thing you look forward to? Because you've been a part of this process for quite some time. This is what, year 12?
Yeah, year 13, going into year
13. I'm sorry, I shortchanged my guy. I'm sorry.
It's all love.
Year 13. So yeah. What's the first thing you look for when you see the schedule?
Well, I just saw the schedule maybe about 15 minutes ago. Just got home from my daughter's ballerina recital. Mm-hmm. Didn't have an opportunity to have my phone out, but I was very anxious to see it. And boom, I got home. I see that we're playing the 49ers first. It's going to be a tough matchup, a team who was just in the NFC championship coming out of the NFC West, mm-hmm. playing there for so long, understanding their brand of football. So we know that's going to be a gritty matchup. Then we got two primetime games back to back. Always mm-hmm. look forward to, you know, a primetime game, and one of those being a divisional opponent. Also one of them being on the road in Las Vegas, where I never
played in that stadium yet.
Nope, never played in that stadium. Last year we had a preseason game in there,
yeah,
and I didn't play all of last season, but
yeah.
This year is going to be a meaningful game, prime time, Sunday night football. with who's on Sunday Night Football right now? Is it Chris Collinsworth and
it was Al Michaels? I don't know.
I think Al. I thought he was retired.
Yeah, I think he's no longer there.
Oh, but anywho, always look forward to the primetime games, and when you have an opportunity to play a primetime game in a big time city, you know I gotta find a restaurant that I gotta go grow up to. I don't know how Coach Mike T do it just yet, but when we land, typically they give us about a 2.5 hour window. Yep. I gotta find me somewhere great to eat. I don't know where just yet, but now that I know that we're going to Las Vegas week three,
you know, I mean, it's just, you know,
I'm gonna find something easy to eat.
Yeah, for all you restaurant goers that's familiar with the restaurant scene in Vegas, hit us up in the comment section, man. Give our guy Pat P some suggestions on where to eat when he goes out to Viva Las Vegas.
Because Mac, I'll never forget, you know, when you was in the league and I was in my whatever year that was, I came up to watch you play the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
I
high school.
Forget,
were yeah, you high school? Yeah.
Nah.
No, you was at LSU.
That was at LSU. I think I was a sophomore.
Yep.
So came up to watch you play, and I never forget how you and the guys like went out to eat.
Yeah.
You know, the night before, you know, and so now that I'm in the league,
that's what you got to do.
No doubt about it. You have to
get the guys to come together.
Now that you have the schedule, that's something that you always look forward to. Like, all right, what are we going in on the road so I can find out what restaurants is popping there? You know, because you, like I said, you know, we're gonna have about 2.5 hour window.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go, you know, unwind a little bit, you know, let the, you know, stretch your legs off the, however long the plane ride is, you know, get some good grub on the belly.
Yep.
Go get the rest of the game plan, finish up the, you know, the game plan, the little last minute notes or whatever coach want to go over, and hit the bed, and we about to tip the city the next day.
No question. And one thing I can tell you this much, when the Steelers go out, anytime the Steelers play the Raiders, Steeler Nation take over the stadium. So I expect the same thing week three.
Yeah, man, I remember when they took over our stadium twice.
Every time. Yeah, that's what we do, Pat P. That's what we do, Pat P. You're going to see from a whole other level right now. But the thing that I looked at first when I saw your schedule for this year was week one. We get an opportunity to show the world who we are right now. First game of the season. Against a playoff caliber team, we get them early, not knowing exactly what their quarterback situation will be like. Will it be Trey Lance? Will it be Sam Darnold? But we get them in the backyard. That's important because most people feel like from the NFC, especially the NFC West, as you stated earlier, they have championship aspirations. They have playoff aspirations, legit for sure, but they have championship aspirations based on what they did last year and just how complete their team is. You get San Francisco week one out the gate. I love that because that's an opportunity to show the football world who you are. And we will get a good understanding on who the Pittsburgh Steelers, who they will be in 2023 based on that showing. Because think about this, guys and girls, and of course, Pat P. Week one, San Francisco at home. You got to like that advantage because the quarterback situation, we don't know how that's going to play out. You take care of your business against them. You get Cleveland back at home, primetime stage. Just imagine how the atmosphere will be when you beat San Francisco. I didn't say if, I said when, right? Because when you say if, you leave an opportunity for disappointment. It's when you beat San Francisco, you get Cleveland at home Monday night. You already know how that atmosphere would be. You got a great chance to start the season 2-0, right? So I love the structure of the schedule because if you look at the first three ball games, all three teams, good teams, but they're winnable ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Winnable ball games. There are a few teams in the National Football League. Their schedule out the gate is tough.
Yeah.
A la the New York Jets. For all you listeners and watchers, if you haven't seen the Jets schedule, I understand they got Aaron Rodgers and everybody's elated about that move, but look at their schedule. Well, you talk about a gauntlet. And then of course, you got the Raiders, then you got Baltimore, then you have the bye week six. You know, is there any familiarity with you playing against a team like San Francisco, even though it's a different roster than it was when you were out there in Arizona, but Kyle Shanahan was out there, you know? Right. So are you a little familiar with what he does offensively, knowing playing against him during your time with the Cardinals?
Well, obviously, you know, there's going to be some wrinkles and kinks that, you know, that an offense want to put into their arsenal throughout the years of putting, you know, their offense on tape. You know, so you got to expect something different. But at the end of the day, their brand of football is running the football, no play action, screens,
yeah,
misdirection,
quarterback out in space.
You know what I mean? So that's their brand of football. You know, finding ways to get George Kittle the ball, having a great pound and a great running pound game. You know, so for the most part, I don't see nothing's going to change. Only thing that'll probably change is a trick play here and there.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh guys got 4 primetime games. I think that's the 3rd most in the National Football League, having 4. Eric, our producer, just gave us a fun fact. What is this fact? 16,525 miles of travel, 20 time zones crossed. Is that the Pittsburgh Steelers for 2023?
That's the whole schedule.
That's the whole schedule, yes. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, fun fact for all our listeners and watchers, they will travel 16,525 miles, and they will cross 20 time zones. So there's a lot of travel being played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's in the middle of the pack for the NFL. So you're kind of in the middle of the pack. Pat P.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
With this being your first time being a part of the AFC North, what divisional rival are you most excited to face?
The Baltimore Ravens. I mean, obviously watching it, you know, growing up, watching it, being in the league, that game is always a Sunday night football game. And it's always a meaningful football game. It's always a low scoring football game. It's always a defensive football game. And, you know, I never get like when me and the kids and the wife or whatever watching, you know, those two play, they always talk, oh, it's a boring football game. There's no action. Say, no, you got to love this. You got to love this because as a defensive player, like you want that moment or whatever situation it is to be on you to win the ball game. You know what I mean? Especially with both of our ball clubs, we rely heavily so much on our defense. It's a stamp, you know, of the organization, you know, it's on full display each and every time that, you know, the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers match up. So I'm most intrigued and excited about that one.
Yeah, you get Baltimore weeks 5 and week 18. So who knows how big that week 18 matchup could be based on both teams having playoff aspirations. You got 2 Thursday night football games, Pat.
Man.
Week 9 and week 14. How you feel about that?
First of all, I thought that was a rumor when they said they're going to have two teams. Teams going to be eligible now for 2 Thursday night football games.
How do you feel?
Is the second one on Thanksgiving or something?
Week 14, no.
My goodness.
So you got week 9 Tennessee, and you got week – it's both Thursday night games on the road?
That's 5 weeks apart. It's tough enough getting up for the first Thursday night game. Better yet, another one.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I get it. You know, they want to find ways to, you know, get ball on TV. But at the end of the day, you got to think about our bodies, man. Like,
no question.
Especially like with me being in year 13, like my body don't recover like it used to. You know what I mean? And hell, other guys' body don't recover, period, sometimes. You know what I mean? So,
no question.
To have 2 Thursday night football games, I think that's a bit bizarre, but I'm almost done, Mac. So I ain't gonna have too many. I don't got too many more seasons in me. So,
enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy, man. I'm gonna enjoy for sure. But for the future, man, I can only imagine what they're gonna do then. They probably gonna have Wednesday games next.
Hey, because you remember, think about it. Eventually, they're gonna add another game. So instead of 17, it's gonna be 18. They're gonna get that number 20. 20 gonna be the magical number.
No doubt about it. 100%. Yeah. So they because what they want is how basketball is, especially in the playoffs. It's almost a game almost every day.
All the time, yeah.
So now what they want is football is the number one sport. So now what they want to do is have football on. They already got NFL access and, you know, all the
so many different shows, yeah.
So many different shows going on, but not the product. So now they're like, boom, what we're going to do is we're going to give them 2 Thursday night games. We got, what, 3 games? 3 games on Christmas.
You got
the normal 3 on Thanksgiving. Then I heard they added, a Black Friday game or something like that, right?
Yeah, they got Black Friday. Yeah. They just take over the whole college. College was dedicated for Black Friday, but so NFL was like, no, we're going to take that too.
Right. So now you got a Black Friday game. Then you got, they still got the triple. I haven't seen all the schedules yet, either, even the primetime schedule. So I'm sure they got a triple header at some point on Monday night.
Yeah. I don't think they have a triple header. I think they have a double header. I think it's a double header this year.
Well, double header on sometime on Monday night, probably more than once. So they want to make sure that the product is being shown all the time.
Hey, that's the nature of what the league is going, where the league is going, and it's not going to stop. It's going to keep going. It's going to get more intense because people love the product. Yeah. And we have the luxury of having great guys like yourself give us outstanding products. Week 13, the Cardinals come to the crib.
Yep.
How, granted, being away from the organization for quite some time, and keep it real, do you still like, you see the Cardinals, you're like, yeah, I got it. Because I know this much for our listeners and our viewers. If you didn't see Pat P last year against the Cardinals when he was in the Minnesota Vikings uniform, go back and watch that ball game. Because it was something about Pat P. I don't know what type of Gatorade he had on the sideline or water. But it was a little different. That's a different Pat P out there. That was a straight Florida boy out there. So are we going to see that same thing, you know, that same energy this year, week 13?
Man, you're going to see that same energy all year long, Cat.
Say no more. And we don't know if Kyler will be back by that time or not. But you get a chance to face off against your former team. No international games. Is that a relief for you?
You know, I actually like the international game just because it's different. You know, I love the family time, love the memories. My family wasn't able to come to my last international game, but Peyton was 1 or 2 on our first international game in London. And I wanted to have opportunity for Parker to do it. So I was honestly hoping that we had international game, but at the end of the day, it's all good. It is a lot though. I will
say the Jacksonville Jaguars got back-to-back games over there this year.
What the hell? Yeah. It's rumors that they probably trying to move there, you know. Yeah, so
I wouldn't, because ain't no state taxes in Florida. I don't know how the state taxes work over there.
Hey, I won't.
I mean, not state taxes, but
that's
the taxes.
Another thing. We'll probably see some international teams here pretty soon in the future.
Man, who knows what we will see.
So, but I was a little sad not to see, you know, an international game because
you played over there last year, though, right?
Yeah, I played over there last year, but like I said, my family wasn't able to come.
Yeah. You know,
so that's why I was hoping for one this year. But like I said, it does take a lot to travel over the pond for sure.
Question for you, coming from me, out of the whole schedule, which quarterback do you want to pick the most?
Just one of them?
I mean, okay, you got Cincy, you got Cleveland, you got Ravens, 49ers, Jaguars, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, Texans, Raiders, Packers, Patriots, Colts. Well, give me, you can be quarterbacks, man, with an S. Who you want to pick off the most?
I want to pick them all off, but you said one the most.
Okay, I give you your top three.
Top three.
Yeah.
Top three. I'm going to go with teams I don't have interceptions against, which is a couple on this list. But I'm going to go with the top ones. I got to go with the Cardinals, being one of them. Let's go with the Bengals and the Ravens.
I like it. No question.
Both of those in division, and hopefully those picks will be meaningful of us winning a ball game.
No question. Hey, I love it. I love it. So before we let you go, I'm going to give my take on how many wins I see. I see 10-7 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, year two with Kenny Pickett as the starting quarterback. 10-7s. Once again, Mike Tomlin finishes above 500 in regards to wins and losses. I think 10-7 gets you in a playoff tournament for sure. And the rest is history. But before we let you go, Pat P, for our listeners and our viewers, clearly checking us out on YouTube, let us know if you've never attended a Steeler ball game, if you plan on going to a game this year, let us know which game you will be attending. It could be a home game. It could be a road game. But let us know which game you plan on attending, even if you've been to a lot. Let us know. Let us know how excited you are to see this current group of guys go to battle and put smiles on your face. Or let us know which game are you most excited to see for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, man, chime in our comment sections. We love to go back and forth with you guys. You never know. It could be me or Pat P talking to you. It could be either one of us or both of us at the same time, right?
Never know.
You never know. But, hey, thank you for joining us, giving us your eyes and your ears for this scheduled release episode of All Things Covered. Pat P, Brian McFadden, you guys know how we rock and roll. Until the next time, see you when we see you.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.